Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and if it's 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live. And if you have a question or some life issue you'd like to discuss with us, a great opportunity right now, because we have an open line for you at 844-322-2742. And that's good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. You know, so many people, when they hear the grace of God, when they hear this message of total forgiveness in Christ, they raise their hands and ask the question, so are you just saying that we can go out and do anything we want to do?
Yeah.
Well, no, that's not what we're saying, and that's not the message of the Bible, and that's not the gospel. That's not the good news. And a lot of times people ask that question because they think forgiveness is the whole story. Mm-hmm. But forgiveness isn't the whole story. The whole story is the death, the burial, the resurrection, and the ascension of Jesus Christ. So he becomes Lord in our lives, and he's in our lives.
Yeah.
We're new creations. He has come to live inside of us. We are the dwelling place for the Almighty God. Mm-hmm. And if he's in us, he's going to move us to walk in the good works that he's prepared for us to walk in.
Yeah.
That's just the way it works. So we can trust the Spirit of God, the God Almighty, in us to move us in the right direction. And we're going to talk about that on our next YouTube offering, which comes out tomorrow at 10 o'clock. If you haven't subscribed to the Basic Gospel YouTube channel, we encourage you to do so. We offer a new video every single week. We address some question that's relevant to Christians everywhere. And if you have questions, I guarantee you we've probably asked and answered that question on our YouTube channel. So
yeah,
if you haven't subscribed, we encourage you to do so. Our question of the day or this week is, does grace or does forgiveness give us a license to sin? Now, in answer to that, I want to read Titus 2, 11 through 14. We talked about this verse yesterday in context of the last phrase, the fact that Christ has purified himself a people eager to do good works. So this eagerness has been birthed in us when we were born again. So we have an eagerness to do good works. But there's something else at play here, and I think this is so important for us to really understand. It says, for the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. So we're saved by grace through faith in Jesus. There's no other way. There's no other way for us to know God the Father except through Jesus Christ the Son. There's no other way to know God the Father except by his grace. Him choosing to reveal himself just out of sheer pleasure for what that's going to bring to us, knowing him. So it's a grace story from start to finish. So this grace of God has appeared. This grace of God has appeared in the person and work of Jesus Christ. He's the one full of grace and truth. And we see that grace in action through his death, burial, and resurrection. So that is what brings salvation to people. And it, this grace, teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-right, upright, and godly lives in this present age. So this grace that saves us becomes the teacher within us. So grace is teaching us to say no to the temptations of this world, to say no to those fleshly desires that still, reside in the members of our bodies. The grace of God teaches us to say no to those things and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly in this present generation. So we don't have to worry about whether or not grace gives us a license to sin. Grace saves us. It sets us free from the powers of sin and death, mm-hmm. and then teaches us to say no. We've died to sin, and so the grace of God is teaching us to reckon ourselves dead to sin.
Yeah.
And alive to Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. That's the good news. So does grace give us a license to sin? Absolutely not. Grace gives us the power and the freedom to live as who we are in this world, children of God.
And that's a great identity, children of God. Thank you, Bob, for those thoughts. It is Basic Gospel, everybody. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis. And friends, we have only about 11 days remaining to fulfill the remaining need to end our fiscal year. As Bob has noted recently, we need about $200,000 between now and midnight on the 30th just to end the year without carrying a balance into the new year. So we need your help, friends. Please help to fill up our $35,000 matching gift offer. Make that $70,000, and that will go a long way toward meeting that budget need. Click donate at basicgospel.net, and when you make your gift this month, we're going to send you a brand new resource. It's called Presence, Rest for the Soul, Power for the Journey. And again, you can make your donation now or anytime at basicgospel.net. We hope you'll partner with us, friends. Again, 844-322-2742. If you're hearing the live broadcast at 5 past 3 p.m. Central Time, it is live, and we want to hear from you. If you have a question or something you'd like to discuss with us, call now. Again, 844-322-2742. Bob, a question from Lisa, who wrote to us through the Basic Gospel app. She says, when Jesus said, no one knows the Father but the Son, and to those who he chooses to reveal him, what did he mean? Who does Jesus choose to reveal the Father to?
Well, let's start with the first part of the question, that nobody knows the Father except the Son, and that's true. We don't know God the Father until he's revealed to us in the person of Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus came into this world, to make the Father known to you and me. If we're going to try to figure out who God is, then we're left to our own understanding, our own human intellect, and we're not going to come up with a very good idea of what God's like. I mean, we've actually surveyed people and said, before you came to know Christ, what did you think about God? Mm-hmm. And it wasn't a pretty picture. He was mean. He was judgmental. He was angry all the time. He despised us. He was sick in his stomach at us. That was the God we came up with in our imaginations, in our minds. And why did we do that? Because fear and sin were directing the narrative.
Right.
They were the ones that were giving us those ideas about what God is like. So we didn't really know him at all until he was revealed to us in the person of Christ Jesus. Now, Jesus Christ wants to make the Father known to anyone and to everyone. But you're not gonna know about God the Father unless you look to the Son.
Right.
There are a lot of religions out there. There's a lot of philosophies out there that are anti-Jesus. They don't believe in the Jesus of the Bible. So they're looking to know God, but they're not going to find him apart from Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. So he reveals himself. And so this gospel of grace has gone out, as we just read, out into the world to all people. Now, the humble are going to receive that message of grace. They're going to receive the story that Jesus is bringing to them about God the Father. The proud are going to reject it. That's just the way it is. God gives grace to the humble, but he rejects the proud. So a proud heart is going to become harder inside in response to that gospel message. They're going to reject it. So their eyes are going to still remain blind to the reality of God the Father as revealed in Jesus Christ the Son. But those who have humble hearts, their eyes are going to be wide open, and they're going to see the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
Lisa, I hope you're listening. Hope that's a help to you. And Bob, you know this Basic Gospel app is a great way for our listeners to contact us. That's how Lisa did it. And friends, we encourage you to download it if you haven't. Just go to the App Store and click Basic Gospel and download that app. It's a great way to stay in contact with all aspects of the ministry.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Louisville, Kentucky, and talk to Mary Jo. Hi, Mary Jo.
Hello, I'm a little bit under the weather today, and I'm having trouble getting my thoughts out, but this is important to me, and I want to know if it's before or after the cross where somebody says, no homosexuals enter the kingdom of God, and where is that found at?
Well, there's a couple of passages, Mary Jo. I think 1 Corinthians chapter 6 is one of those passages. Also in the book of Galatians. Mm-hmm. But what it says here in both is this, that there is hope for all people in Christ Jesus.
Yeah, and it's an identity issue.
Absolutely. So Jesus Christ came into the world to seek and to save those who were lost. Jesus Christ was always a friend of sinners in his ministry. He came to reach sinners.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the story. Yeah. So when we identify as sinners, apart from Christ, then that's good news. Why? Because Jesus came for us. Mm-hmm. He came to save us. And once he saves us, we change identity. We change identity from sinner to saint, from lost person to child of God. And it doesn't matter what the sin is. The root of all of it is unbelief in Jesus. So once we become believers, we change our identity. So, for example, in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, he's saying that neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who have sex with men, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. So that's a long list, isn't it, Mary Jo?
Yeah.
It's a long list. So it says all of those are not going to inherit the kingdom of God. So those are all kind of the mask we wear when we're sinners. So that's how our sin nature manifests itself in all of these different things. So for some, they manifest their sinfulness through slander and sexual immorality and idolatry and adultery and all those sort of things. So sinners aren't going to inherit the kingdom of God unless they receive the salvation that Christ has offered them. And he goes on to say, and that is what some of you were. He says, that's what you were. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. So all of us come into this world as sinners. We're dead spiritually. And we have that opportunity to respond to the grace of God through faith. So when we respond to the grace of God through faith in Jesus Christ, we're born again. We're made into new creatures in Christ. We're washed. We're sanctified, made holy. We're justified, declared righteous, all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. So this is the Spirit's work to do this in and through us. So when we come to Christ by faith, the Spirit washes us clean, sets us apart, justifies us, and then he comes to live inside of us, marking us out as one who belongs to the Lord. So I can say I was once a sinner, but now I've been saved by grace, and I am a saint by calling. And that's true of anybody with any, quote, sinful behavior.
Well, we all have sinful behavior, don't we?
Yeah, but what I'm saying, when we were lost, Mary Jo, we manifested that lostness in probably certain sinful behaviors. And so people identified us by those sinful behaviors. You're an adulterer. You're a homosexual. You're a slanderer. You're a drunk. You're a swindler. That was part of that identity, right? But that identity has been changed because we've been born again of the Spirit of God. We've been washed. We've been sanctified. We've been justified in the name of the Lord by the Spirit of God. So anyone who receives Christ enters into the kingdom of God.
Well, when you say by the Spirit of God, you're talking about Jesus Christ, right?
Well, the Holy Spirit. So God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So it's Jesus died, he was buried, he rose again, he ascended into heaven. The Spirit kind of goes through this world, and he convinces each and every one of us wrong about sin, righteousness, and judgment, about sin, because we don't believe in Jesus. So he makes the things of Jesus known to us and turns our hearts away from the things of this world toward Jesus. So we receive Jesus, and when we receive him, the Holy Spirit comes to live inside of us because he's cleansed us and done all of those things for us.
Wow, itty-bitty question got a big, big answer.
Well, that's what happens sometimes, Mary Jo. But thanks for your call and thanks for your question. We certainly appreciate it.
Yes, indeed. That opens up a line at 844-322-2742. We'd love to hear from you in the remaining time, and we do have time on the clock for your question. Again, 844-322-2742. And Bob, we have a lot of very faithful and generous listener friends who support this ministry with their donated dollars and their prayers. And friends, both of these are needed at this time. If you're new to Basic Gospel, and if what you're hearing is making a difference in your life, then please help us support this outreach. What you're hearing every day is not heard everywhere, and it needs to be. So we ask you to help us move this message forward so that others can hear the good news of God's love and grace in the Lord Jesus Christ. Click donate at basicgospel.net, and when you make your gift, we'll send you a copy of our new resource, Presence, Rest for the Soul, Power for the Journey. Again, just click donate at basicgospel.net.
And I certainly want to add to that. This is an urgent need. We just have a short time to act. June 30th is kind of the end date.
Yeah,
we close the books June 30th. So don't wait. Don't procrastinate. Just give today. Go to basicgospel.net and make your gift so that we can hit this year-end target. And then be sure and request your copy of Presence,
yeah,
because that is a very valuable, important resource that we want to put into your hands.
Yes, indeed. Well, Bob, thanks for that. And friends, we have a question from Tim, who wrote to us again through the Basic Gospel app. He lives in Indianapolis. Question is, I would like to get your opinion, please, concerning Simon the Sorcerer in Acts chapter 8. When Simon heard Philip preaching the Bible, says he believed and was baptized and continued with Philip. After Simon committed his sin of offering money to have the power of the Holy Spirit, Peter rebuked him, saying to him, "May his money perish with him." Peter further said, "Repent of your wickedness and pray that God would forgive you." Tim says, "My question is, if Simon was a true believer and all his sins were paid for once and for all, why did Peter tell him to pray that God would forgive him? In your opinion, do you think that Simon was saved in the beginning or not?"
No, he wasn't saved at all. And I think Peter's rebuke of him reveals Simon's heart.
Yeah.
And Simon wasn't in it for salvation. He wasn't in it to get to know God the Father through Jesus Christ the Son. He was in it to make his power even greater. He had a fabulous source of income by displaying his magical powers.
Yeah.
And when he saw the laying on of hands and the giving of the gift of God's Spirit, he said, "I want that. Mm-hmm. Just think what my business would be like if I had that same power." And so he tried to buy it. And that's when Peter rebuked him. Now, as far as what Simon believed, Philip was there. He was proclaiming the Messiah, but he probably wasn't proclaiming the full message. It was like those disciples that Paul found in Acts chapter 19.
Mm-hmm.
They were believers, and he said, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" And they said, "We didn't even know there was a Holy Spirit." Well, so what message was delivered to them? Well, it was John the Baptist,
yeah,
message. And I think that was probably the same here. And Peter came and filled that message out. And that's when the gift of the Spirit came to the Samaritan people. So we have to realize that God had an order in mind on how he was going to give the Holy Spirit. So it was first to the Jews, and we see that on the day of Pentecost. Here in chapter 8, this gift went to the Samaritans. Peter had to be there to unlock that door for this gift of the Spirit to be given to the Samaritans. Mm-hmm. And then in Acts 10, we see the gift of the Spirit being given to the Gentiles. So what was delivered beforehand by Philip was probably not the full message. It was more in line with the baptism of repentance that John the Baptist
right.
had been teaching. Peter came along and said, hey, here's the real story about Jesus Christ. And in believing, they received the gift of the Holy Spirit. Simon's heart was revealed, and it was not a good heart.
No, not pretty at all.
If he was a true believer, then Peter would have never said that you've been given over to iniquity and all of those sort of things. So that your heart is full of bitterness and captive to sin. Mm-hmm. We as believers have new hearts. Yeah. We have hearts that trust, that believe, that have been turned to Christ Jesus. But Simon's wasn't. So he was not a believer at all, yeah. not a true believer.
Well, we appreciate hearing from Tim, and great question. And friends, I want to remind you that we have a lot of great resources that you'll find when you visit store.basicgospel.net. Among them, we continue to get great comments about Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, and we want you to have a copy of it as well.
Well, we got a great comment from one of our YouTube listeners that said, I'm currently reading your book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, and using the study guide, and I want to sincerely thank you for them. I've had some difficult questions answered at last, and we really are grateful for that that kind and warm comment, and we're grateful that your questions have been answered.
Yes.
And that's what the gospel does. When you see the clarity, when you see it with clear vision, and you see the simplicity of it, all of those confusing pieces just kind of fall into place, and you get the real picture, the real story of the good news of Jesus Christ. So thank you so much for that kind comment.
Indeed. And you can get your copy by visiting basicgospel.net. There's a prominent link right there on the homepage. If you would like to see the full range of resources available, visit store.basicgospel.net. Final question, Bob. This is from Manuel. He says, how was Moses chosen by God if he had sin?
Well, if not having sin was the requirement to be chosen by God, no one would be chosen by God.
I mean,
we're all flawed.
Yes,
that's just the nature of humanity after the fall. And God chose him because he wanted to choose Moses. It was just as simple as that. He didn't look at his character. I think he looked at his heart, and he said, there's a man that I can use. And so he chose him, and we see he certainly had some flaws, even in his leadership of the people. He didn't always trust. He didn't always rely upon the Lord. And because of that, he was unable to go into the promised land.
Yes.
But here's the deal. It's God's power from start to finish. So God just put Moses in this leadership position. He voiced his words to Pharaoh and to the people, but it was God's power that led the people out of Egypt. It was God's power that led them to the promised land, and the same is true for us.
Yes.
So we have this power in jars of clay, just weak vessels to show that the power is God's. And God's alone.
Indeed. Well, thanks, Manuel, for that question. And friends, it is vital for so many reasons for Basic Gospel to be here every day. People need to hear that God loves them and has provided a full and abundant life for them in Jesus Christ. To keep the good news coming, Basic Gospel needs your prayers and your financial support. Your donation by June 30th, the end of the fiscal year, every dollar you give will be doubled up to that $35,000 matching gift. It can become $70,000 and go a long way toward meeting the need as we approach the end of the fiscal year on the 30th. So please please donate today if you can. BasicGospel.net, prominent link right there on the homepage. Again, BasicGospel.net. And if you have a question for us, leave a voicemail at 844-322-2742 or email your question to Bob@BasicGospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher and all this great ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow for Basic Gospel. See you then. Bye-bye.